Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Dan Bergman. I'm the executive director of the heart and the cardiac and vascular service lines and the Ray and Kay Eckstein Cardiovascular Institute at Lord's Hospital.
How important do you think the heart is for people?
Certainly the heart is the most central organ in the body. All things evolve around it. Without the heart pumping blood to the organs and getting it the necessary oxygenated blood in order to function, we wouldn't be able to walk, talk, eat, or anything else.
How do you feel we should keep our heart healthy?
First of all is to eat properly. One of the things that in America right now that we're suffering from is poor eating habits. And so fast food, lack of vegetables, fruit, all are very, very important. The other thing would be obviously to keep a daily exercise routine, 15, 20 minutes every day, and you're going to really enhance the good nutrition that you would be having.
So what is the function of Lourdes here today for the heart walk?
Yeah, so Lourdes and the Cardiovascular Institute is very proud to be one of the sponsors, the main sponsors of American Heart Association Heart Walk today. We are the Survivor Cap sponsor today specifically, which is where we have created and are donating these caps that are for cardiac and stroke survivors.
Okay, and now the function of Lourdes, the cardiovascular hospital, the part of it, do they do like open heart surgery and all of that? Like, what is the extent of what you all perform?
Thank you. So, for the heart and vascular services at Lourdes Hospital, we have a complete complement of procedures. We do, we partner with our EMS that are here today to bring in people that are having heart attacks and reestablish blood flow into their heart so they don't have damaged muscles. We do a full array of open heart surgeries. We also partner with the larger institutions around, such as down in Nashville, St. Louis, and Louisville. And then we have strong collaborative relationships with the county hospitals around here so that we have a full continuum of care.
So who is at risk for heart attacks? What group of people are at higher risk?
That's a good question. So what those that are at risk for heart attack are people that are obese, people that have genetic tendencies, so their fathers and mothers all have heart attacks, so that predisposes you for heart disease. People that do not that are sedentary and do not exercise are at risk. Anybody that has high cholesterol and high blood pressure.
Okay, and so you've already talked about what we can do as far as bettering our heart and all of that. So how often should we get our heart checked?
Well, really, our bodies are marvelous organs. They tell us most times when we are having problems. What we want to do is make sure we listen to our body. How often we actually go ahead and get our hearts checked really should determine, age, yes. Women over 50, men over 40 should probably have a stress test just to ensure that they don't have any underlying disease. But for the most part, our bodies are going to tell us when we start to actually need. Now, should we have our hearts assessed if we are overweight and we're starting an exercise program? Absolutely, because we want to make sure that you go into it and you go into it slowly and ramp up to the exercise level that you need to stay fit.
Can children have heart problems?
Yes. Children are born every day, unfortunately, with heart defects and heart problems. Anything from missing valves to holes to coronary arteries that are misplaced. But mostly children are born healthy if they have good prenatal care. If the mother is very responsible and takes good nutrition, has sees the doctor in checkups, that can help that process along.
But would you recommend that people donate their hearts after they pass away?
Well, there is some. We replace valves, and some of those are valves from deceased hearts. If you're talking about in an accident or where somebody's had a stroke and they're brain dead, and they are going to turn off life support, I am a very strong advocate of taking and using that heart to have another person survive. In my past career, I've been the transplant administrator for hearts, and it's one of the most rewarding, fulfilling things that you can do is to give somebody the gift of life. And so, not only hearts, but anything, hearts, lungs, cornea, it's all important. I think donating our organs is something that we need to be more and more responsible with.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Good job.